Now, Nick, you're not afraid of snakes, are you?
Snakes, not so much.
But spiders, yes.
Yeah, I'm not a big bug fan.
Yeah, I'm not a huge reptile fan because they kind of scare me a little bit. Yeah. So I'm a little uncomfortable right now because we've got Joe in here from the reptile show that's going to be happening over at the Wabash Valley Fairgrounds this weekend. Joe, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. You. Thanks for bringing all your critters with you.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
All right, so tell us what you got with us this time, because you were here a couple months ago and you brought so many things in. What do we got today?
Well, here in my hands, I got an albino ball python.
He's a little guy.
Yeah,
you expect
tiny.
A python to be huge.
Well, some of them can be. Okay. Reticulated pythons, Burmese pythons, you know, they get pretty big. These guys here, they don't get too big. They're pretty friendly for the most part. Pretty calm. Pretty easy to handle.
Yeah, you're kind of just tossing him around. Like,
I know.
Like, he's going to bite him. Yeah.
No, he's trying to move around, so
It's
just best to, like, walk him in your hands.
All right.
And then over there, I got the rose hair tarantula.
He's a big one, too.
Oh, he's that one there's going to probably double in size.
What?
Yeah, and then...
You cannot bring him back next time.
Yeah.
He'll be too big for the room.
Yeah.
Right, and then after that, I got a... leopard gecko, and then a bearded dragon.
Now, I don't know why we're friendly with geckos. Like, are geckos dangerous?
No.
Okay, they're just kind of cool?
Yeah, they're super easy. Actually, leopard geckos, they're pretty easy for anybody, really.
Okay.
They require just a little bit of heat. Other than that, I mean, just how you see it there, you know, from a breeding perspective, we keep them in all those totes like that, and they're just real simple, real docile.
Yeah, it's very
easy.
Chill.
Yeah.
Now, I've always had like cats, dogs as pets growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always operated under the misconception that, well, you know, maybe reptiles aren't as friendly or aren't as like pet. They don't snuggle with you or things like that. They're not furry. They're not cute to cuddle up with you. But you were actually explaining to us a little bit earlier before we got on air that a lot of your snakes have attitudes. So do they have little personalities that they show?
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone has like their own specific attitude. And I don't necessarily mean that in a bad way. When you have like this ball python here for so long, you'll know its habits. You'll know when you open up its cage, whether it's going to be hungry, if it's going to come out okay. Same thing with those guys, like the leopard geckos, the bearded dragons especially. They have so much personality for each individual bearded dragon that I have.
That's very cool.
I mean, like the one I have here today, she is like one of the most friendliest one I have. And if you're new and you come into my room, my reptile room, I got two males that are on the bottom. And if they don't know you, they'll start bobbing their heads at you.
Ooh.
They'll
I'm assuming
color.
That's bad. Yeah.
No, that's just them showing off.
Oh,
okay. Really? Oh, yeah, okay. That's like a, hey, what's up?
Yeah, they'll color territory. Up and they'll try to get your attention. And they're super awesome. I mean, every reptile is just like any other pet. They have their own attitudes. They have their own personalities, and they're just super awesome. Bearded dragons, especially, like I said, they're actually rated the number one household pet for a family.
Really?
Huh.
That's very cool.
Yep.
So it's going to be really imperative for families to come out this weekend looking for a new household pet.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have everything. I mean, there's going to be tens of thousands of animals there, everything from all over the world. At the last show, we even had a wallaby.
Oh, wow.
Which was kind of unique. I've never even seen one in person.
And really?
For one to be at our reptile show, it was really awesome to have.
Now, see, the only wallaby I know is Rocco from Rocco's Butterfly.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he wasn't wearing like a Hawaiian shirt.
That would have been awesome, though.
That would have been cool.
I'm going to get a wallaby. I'm going to put it in a Hawaiian shirt. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
So not only are you going to have the animals out there, for people that don't know how to actually handle these animals and feed them, you're probably going to have someone to educate them out there, right?
Yeah, that's the good thing about going to a reptile show versus going to just like a commercial pet store. You know, you go to a reptile show and, you know, say I had that bearded dragon there on my table and you walked up and you're really interested, but you don't know anything.
Yeah.
We would fully inform you on everything you need. There's going to be vendors there who have all the supplies and feed that you need. Crickets, roaches, mealworms, superworms. Full caging. You will literally leave the show with everything you need and all the knowledge possible on that animal.
So I can walk in knowing absolutely nothing, kind of like I do now.
Yeah.
And walk out with a pet that I can take care of and manage, even if I was, say, 12.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So what else do we need to know? What time of day are you going to be there? What should we look for?
Well, it's this Sunday, September 29th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be signs all over the place leaning into the building.
You just bring yourself.
Yeah.
And bring your family, because you want, it's a pet.
Yeah.
So if you're going to take a, like, you don't go down there and get one for your kid. Like, make sure you bring the whole family mm-hmm. along with you to kind of evaluate the animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, all families. I mean, the whole family. Bring grandma, grandpa, everybody. It's a blast. And if you're, even if you're not coming to buy something, you can just come hang out, see the animals. There's going to be something there that's going to spark somebody's interest in the family.
Now, if you own a reptile right now and you have questions, can you bring your pet down and get some answers?
Yeah, we don't mind that you bring them. A lot of times you'll have to check in at the door and let us know that you're bringing them, because when you leave, we have a security system where...
Oh, yeah, they're just stealing them.
Yeah,
no, this is my wallaby.
Right.
See the Hawaiian shirt I bought?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, if you feel like, you know, you're not fully knowledgeable on your animal, please, by all means, come and ask anybody there.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you again for coming in, Joe, and we'll hopefully see you this Sunday. It's going to be, again, from 10 to 4 out at the Wabash Valley Fairgrounds, another reptile show. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, thank you.